Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Got a really interesting show, as we always try and do for you. We're going to talk youth sports and then entertainment, and also entertainment for a really good cause today, because we're going to start the show by talking to Jamie DeJoseph and Dylan Nicholas. They're here on behalf of YMCA Youth Basketball. Then we'll talk with Melanie Eubank. She'll be directing Hannah's Heart for three shows this weekend, a wonderful benefit at Prescott High School's Ruth Street Theater. And our buddy Vicki Paris Goodman will be here to talk about Handel's Messiah. That will be coming Saturday to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. In fact, tomorrow I'll be talking to Maestro Daryl Rauter, who will be leading Handel's Messiah at the Performing Arts Center. I want to let you know that there is the Wednesday Night Classic showing tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater. It is the Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed all-time Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, showing on the big screen. It's amazing how many people have only seen that movie on home video, because it didn't really take off as a hit until the late 80s when the copyright ran out, and a lot of local TV stations with very tight budgets saw an opportunity to air something where they didn't have to pay rights fees, and so they aired it all the time around the Christmas season. And It's a Wonderful Life reached a whole new generation, a whole lot of new fans, and it became a monster hit, because it was not a hit when it opened in theaters in 1947. Remember, we were in the giddiness of post-World War II, and that was a pretty dark movie. It challenged some conventions we had about Christmas and about faith and about movies. And, it didn't really find its audience until it found television by losing its copyright. So, It's a Wonderful Life tomorrow. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks. Last night, we had a tremendous time at the movie Love Actually at the Harkins 14. That was their Tuesday Night Classic. I want to tell you also about the Tuesday Night Classics here. What do we have in here? Okay, coming up. Yeah, coming up on Saturday morning of this week, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, they're going to show Miracle on 34th Street. That's the original, with Edmund Gwynn and little Natalie Wood. That'll be at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning at the Harkins 14, Miracle on 34th Street. Well, the Arizona Coyotes had a big win last night. They beat the Minnesota Wild 4-2, coming from behind to win that one. They will go tomorrow to Nashville to play the very tough Nashville Predators. You can catch that game live tomorrow at 6 o'clock on K... oh, my goodness gracious. It is. I'm getting tired. On KQ&A, you know what that means. Okay. Now, the Arizona Cardinals were not treated very well in today's USA Today. Ouch. Once a week, USA Today's football beat writers list the 32 NFL teams, ranking each one. Well, right now the Cardinals are holding up the bottom, and the columnist Nate Davis wrote, oh boy, this hurts. Getting blown out is one thing. It's been a regular occurrence in 2018. Appearing listless while being blown out? See ya, Coach Wilkes. Oh, ouch. Well, the Cardinals will get another chance this Sunday when they take on the Green Bay Packers. You can hear that game. Tune in live at 10 for the pregame show, 11 o'clock for the kickoff from Lambeau Field. Well, stay tuned. We've got youth basketball just around the corner with Jamie DeJoseph and Dylan Nicholas on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, where it's heating season.
You mean duck season, don't you?
Heating season.
Duck season.
This could go on for a while, folks, so make sure you have your heating ducts checked and your furnace tuned up for winter.
Because it's duck season.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Take out the winter chill with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Introducing the on-the-go holiday tradition, the Fruitcake Shake!
Grandpa Willie here. This holiday season, remember to shop less and scratch more with the 6 new holiday scratchers tickets from the Arizona Lottery. Play for millions in prizes on tickets starting at just $1. Plus, try the new super-sized $20 holiday countdown ticket with top prizes of $500,000. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Party and shake things up this holiday.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:08 on the Wednesday edition today. We're going to talk youth basketball programs with Jamie DeJoseph and Dylan Nicholas on behalf of the Prescott YMCA, the James Family YMCA. Jamie, Dylan, welcome to the show. I understand that long ago when you were little kids, you too were basketball players, weren't you, Jamie?
That's right, yeah. I played, I started in middle school over at Mile High Middle School, and I played seventh and eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And then I played all 4 years in high school. I did 2 years of JV and then 2 years of varsity basketball. I loved it.
And when you were a kid, as a basketball player, who did you want to be?
Oh, man.
Did you have any heroes?
I love the Suns of the 90s, mm-hmm. like Kevin Johnson, Dan Majerle. I actually got to meet Dan Majerle once
cool.
at a softball tournament in Payson.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome. And, you know, Michael Jordan, of course.
Of course, of course. Right. Dylan, how about you? Who'd you want to be?
Oh, man. I was a Kobe guy growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he kind of faded. Yeah, I'm more of a LeBron guy now, but...
You know, it's funny the generational differences because when somebody says LBJ to you guys, it's LeBron James. You're an old fart like me. Somebody says LBJ, they think, oh, yeah, President Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, strange how it works out. So tell us what the youth basketball programs are all about, Jamie.
So our youth basketball programs, we're just about building confidence, developing character. We just want to get the kids out there playing, you
mm-hmm.
know, off of the phones.
Yes, yeah. Please, off the phone.
Not watching the TV all day,
uh-huh.
Getting out there and meeting other kids, and just having fun and learning.
You know, it's a great point, getting them off the phones and away from the TV, because the baby boomer generation, my generation, we grew up watching a lot of television, and a lot of us have obesity issues. I really fear for today's little kids who grow up completely attached to their smartphones and their video games and things like this, because they're just not getting enough activity, are they?
They're not at all. I mean, you just go out to a restaurant and you see all the little kids on their phones. And even in the gym sometimes we see kids just sitting in there on their mm-hmm. phones, not playing basketball. So.
Yeah, they're playing basketball on their phone, right? Yeah, doesn't that drive you crazy? Oh, goodness. Dylan, you guys have a wide range of ages for the basketball programs. What are those ages?
Right, so we have a league for everybody from 4 years old up to 17. So you can start out... in our B League, which is our recreational league, that's kind of less serious. It's for people kind of starting out mm-hmm. just playing basketball. So we have a league for 4-year-olds, 5-, 6-year-olds, 7-, 8-year-olds. And then so kind of once you reach 9 years old, you have the option of going into our A League, which is more competitive. It's very, it's more serious. It's more practices, stuff like that. And so, so those ages up, so 9 to 17, we have all different A Leagues for that. And then B League as you get older, so it splits into boys and girls. So there's boys 9, 10, boys 11, 13, girls 9, 10, girls 11, 13. Yeah, we have a spot for everybody.
Now, I'm really intrigued by the four-year-olds playing basketball. Describe the ball and the basket and the size of the court.
So the ball, they play with a rookie gear ball, which is a 27.5, and it's just a really light basketball, so they're able to bounce it, and it's easier for them to shoot. Mm-hmm. And then we lower the hoops, and then we put an extension hoop on, so they're shooting at a 6-foot rim instead of the 10-foot or the 8-foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, given that these are kids, and they watch television, and they idolize athletes, do they still try and dunk on that little basket?
they try. I'm yet to see one pull it off.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you don't want to pull in the rim down at that young age, do you?
That's one of our rules. We've been doing an itty-bitty sports, too, with like 3 to 5 year olds. And we're like, we have one rule. Don't touch the net. Don't touch the rim because we don't want it falling off on you. So.
When you're talking about coaching and developing youth leagues, what kind of a range do you have in kids who know the rules of the game and those who are brand new to it? How much teaching do you have to do?
I think there's a lot of teaching involved, especially in those younger ages. Because I coached a 4-year-old team last year, and I mean these kids, you're basically teaching them everything.
Sure, sure.
You're teaching them how to dribble, how to shoot. They don't know what a layup is.
Yeah.
So a lot of that you see in the from like 4 to 8 year olds still. And teaching them how to play defense as well.
Yeah.
And then in the older ages, I think we have a lot of kids that do know the rules. But then again, we have a lot of first-time players.
Sure. Now, with the younger youth leagues, are you allowed to put both hands on the ball to dribble?
So we don't have referees from like 4 to 8. We kind of have the coaches refereeing those games. So we're pretty lenient in those. But I think in the higher B leagues and the A league, I think they're calling double dribble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The younger leagues, we're more just trying to make them have a good time. Don't want to discourage them.
On that point, how important is it to get the kids out there just to enjoy the game?
Yeah, that's huge for us because, I mean, we always say we're about becoming better people, not better players. So, so we want to teach these kids to be better, you know, grow up with discipline and, you know, fun and stuff like that more than, you know, becoming the next LeBron James.
You know, our next guest today will be Melanie Eubank talking about the play Hannah's Heart. And when I've talked to directors of plays, especially plays that have a lot of kids, we talk about the importance of how a kid can really blossom when they find out they're good at something they didn't know they were good at. Do you see that sometimes in the youth sports leagues?
Oh, for sure. We see it every year.
Mm-hmm.
There are kids who like go into it and they don't want to play because they don't think they're going to be good. And then they start and they have the best time.
Isn't that amazing?
They just do a great job.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, getting out there and doing it.
Yeah. Now you guys have some registration deadlines you want to talk about, right?
We do. So regular registration is actually ending tomorrow, November 29th. So to beat the late fee, you're going to want to try and get in either today or tomorrow. You can still sign up throughout December and starting on November 30th, but there will be a late fee that is attached to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, where exactly are these programs conducted?
In Prescott, we do it everywhere. So our Prescott League is huge. We use Granite Mountain, Mile High, Abiah Judd, Taylor Hicks, Washington, and Lincoln if we need it. And the YMCA, obviously, that's our go-to for the younger ages because we have the hoops there. And then games are played at Prescott High School in the girls' gym on Saturdays.
Nice.
And then we are also out in Prescott Valley. We do run a league out there as well, and we do practices at Granville Elementary and Lake Valley Elementary, and then games on Saturday are played out at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you can honestly say coming to a gym near you, right?
Exactly.
Because it's all over the place.
We have them everywhere.
There you go. So tell me what it was like when you were a kid learning to play a sport versus what you see now from a mentoring and coaching standpoint. Has anything changed?
I don't know. I think kids might be a little more easily discouraged now than when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're a little more sensitive now. But, I mean, we were sensitive, too. So yeah.
I'll tell you what I see, and it's not always a good thing, because, again, the impact of television. Mm-hmm. Because ESPN and the networks, they love to showcase pro players who stare at the camera and stuff like this and take the, hey, dig me approach, mm-hmm. right? When it's a team game, and I would imagine sometimes you got to persuade the kid, back off, you know, from that and be with your teammates, right?
Yeah, that does come up sometimes, mm-hmm. More particularly in like the teenage age groups and stuff
yes.
like that. I've seen coaches try and rail back the celebrating and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So.
Yeah. There's always temptation to be the cool kid, but you still got to play as a team, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Good
yeah.
sportsmanship. That's there, huge
there
in our
go.
League.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Dylan, how many sports did you play growing up?
Oh, man, pretty much all of them. I played basketball, football, baseball, soccer, mm-hmm. pretty much any sport you can name, I played it growing up. So.
Which one did you think you were going to become a professional at?
Oh, man. You know, I think I became realistic about it by the time I was like 9, and I'm like, this isn't going to happen. But the dream was always basketball.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, how about you?
Basketball as well. Mm-hmm. So that was the only actual team sport I played. I loved playing anything with my friends. Like, we would play soccer, we would play mm-hmm. baseball and all that stuff. But the only thing I played, like, team-wise was basketball, and I just absolutely loved it.
You know, I tried playing all the major sports, and my biggest drawback was I was very slow afoot. And I had a baseball coach who tried to shame me into running faster. He staged his wife was 8 months pregnant, and he had me race her just to shame me into running faster. And racing his pregnant wife, I came in third. So that tells you how slow I was. So, and isn't it funny? Because certain skills you have in youth sports can transfer to other sports too. I mean, it's really amazing how many multi-sport athletes there are, because they have one or two really good skills that transfer. I mean, if you're
exactly.
really, if you're fast afoot, you can probably play anything, can't
yeah,
you?
You can play baseball, you can play soccer, you can go run
yeah.
track, cross
yeah.
country.
Yeah, because I know baseball announcers football. Like to say, if you're really fast, that can cover a lot of weaknesses in your game.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
It really can. Well, tell us one last time again, when and how to register. Can you go online to do it?
So you can go online to our website, PrescottYMCA.org, and mm-hmm. you can get all the forms. But you can either email them into us and we can call for a payment, or you have to come into the Y to make the payment.
Okay. Dylan, any final words?
No, I think if you're thinking about it, I've seen the leagues change so many lives for these kids.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think, you know, if you're on the edge, I would say give us a shot. And I hope we can provide a good experience for you.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. That's Dylan Nicholas and Jamie DeJoseph from the Prescott YMCA. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about Hannah's Heart with Melanie Eubank coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals visit the Green Bay Packers Sunday morning at 10 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Hi, my name is Jane Robertson. I have taught second grade at Abaya Judd Elementary School for almost 30 years and had the honor of serving as your Arizona Teacher of the Year. I love being part of the Prescott Schools and am grateful to live in a community that values education. With your donations, you help our schools fund important programs. Please donate your tax dollars. Then come and watch a game or a concert. Volunteer. See for yourself how your commitment to our schools is beneficial. Go to PrescottSchools.com and choose exactly where your tax donations go.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Another opening, another show, and we got Melanie Eubank here because we've got a very special presentation coming up this weekend. Melanie, tell us about Hannah's Heart.
Hannah's Heart is a play based on a book by local, wonderful, nationally known author, Diane Iverson. And she wrote this wonderful youth, but it's like a young adult book. It's it for pretty young children. But, and she got my name from somebody and asked me if I would write a play based on her book. And it's really nice to be asked. I read the book. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And it takes place in 1935 in Prescott, Arizona. So there's a lot of local references, which is super fun.
Yeah.
And it's about a family whose eldest daughter, there are five children. Her name is Hannah. And she's almost 11. And her daddy gets hurt on the ranch. He's a ranch hand. He gets hurt, gets thrown from his horse, breaks his leg. It's just the end of November. She knows that resources are going to be tough, and definitely Christmas is going to be really on the back burner. So she, as we say in the play, hatches a plan to help Santa. And it's a really sweet story of community and using community, and it's a wonderful, family-friendly play.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Diane Iverson, who has a major backer of this play. Of course, you know, it is her story. Mm-hmm. And they also, the ticket sales also support Diane's organization, don't they?
They do. They support the Coalition for Compassion and Justice, as well as Prescott Unified's Family Resource Center, which serves the underserved in the community, the children who need the most. Mm-hmm. And so PUSD, the Family Resource Center, is all donations. The administrator gets paid, but everything else is based on donations. And that's something that was a huge surprise to me. Of course, you assume CCJ is going to be, you know, donations. It's a 501c3 mm-hmm. organization. But the school district, that Family Resource Center, really relies on donations. So we're thrilled to be able to split that. And we got private donations to cover all production costs. Mm-hmm. So every cent of every ticket that you buy, and any of the marketing, we have Hannah's Market, and that is takes place in 1935. So people have been taking antique quilts and making jewelry and other quilt things and stitching them and making the Hannah's Hearts. And so all of that in Hannah's Market, every cent gets divided between those two organizations. And they're both local. Your money stays local, and it helps local families. And it's just really, I'm so thrilled to be involved in it. It's always nice and fun to write a play and have a premiere, and that's all my craft. Mm-hmm. But the pardon the pun, but the heart of it is the Hannah's Heart, which is the, you know, she sets about to do this thing, and then some people help her. And it just manifests today.
Sure.
As we're doing that for the play, and people jumped in, they found out about it, they made quilts, we're auctioning a quilt. Some ladies got together and formed a quilting group to make a quilt for
crazy,
Hannah's
heart. Is this the Crazy Quilters?
That's the Quazy Quilters.
I'm sorry, Quazy Quilters.
The Quazy Quilters,
I thought it was a misprint. Quazy Quilters.
Yes.
Of course.
So it's super exciting. We're so thrilled. And so we're excited to put on the play, but we're also excited to be able to help in this way. You mm-hmm. know, when your talent, your ability, your craft you can go not only you know, to help, but to help,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's pretty exciting to see it. And we get to see it manifest right here in Prescott. It's pretty cool.
You know, one of the casting challenges for this is you have to have a lead who is a fifth grader, and yet you have a college student. Lily passes for a fifth grader in some ways, doesn't she?
She does. She's very young looking. She actually, when people think of Lily, she pulls up in her car, and then people are like, how can you be driving, you know?
I can imagine that.
So she is, but she's very young. She's got an internally young energy. She looks very young. And quite honestly, I tried to cast within the community, within age-appropriate, mm-hmm. I will call it in quotes, age-appropriate actresses, and my daughter being one of them, and she had a growth spurt and got taller than she's taller than me now, so she just does not look young, you know. Mm-hmm. They start getting, their faces start forming, I call it, you know, they lose that youthful thing. Well,
sure.
Somehow Lily has found the fountain of youth.
That's
and
right.
I told her, I said, you will make a gajillion dollars as a young-looking actress until you don't, and then no one will ever cast you. So
get
used to it
can.
Now. Exactly. That's what happened to me. I looked really young, and I was playing 15-year-olds as 30, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're done. You just have to do it until you can't. Then it just gets like, you know, it gets like a little creepy.
Now, we're speaking of Lily Eccles. Uh-huh. She'll be getting carded for drinks till she's 40.
Absolutely.
You know, the child actors thing really comes to mind because the TV series Modern Family
uh-huh.
has been running now for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and they run 30 episodes a year, which is, as you know, because you worked in showbiz in Los Angeles, that's a heavy schedule.
That's huge.
And they did a presentation at the Paley Center in Beverly Hills, and the creator of the show was asked, why are you pushing these people so hard? 30 episodes a year? And he was right on point. He said, look at this cast. We have 4 kids in this cast. They're not always going to be kids.
Right, they grow up.
They grow. Boy, have they grown
they
up.
Grow
you know, it's hard to believe, but right now, the girl who plays Haley,
uh-huh.
she's 28,
uh-huh.
and the other 3 kids are all 20.
Right.
So if they're going to shoot them as kids, they got to get them while they're kids and not just hope to catch them in the next year and the next year and the next year because they're growing too fast.
Right. It's true. And there are some people who have that look, and then there are other kids who look 30,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're the ones who are standing outside the liquor store, you know, buying
yeah.
a beer for the other.
So how'd you first get involved with Hannah's Heart?
Well, Diane, I got just a random email from Diane that said, I got your name from a person who mm-hmm. said that you were a playwright. Here's my book. Would you like to try to adapt this into a play? And I read it and loved it. It's just this story has such, it's got all the feels, and it's fun. It's fun and it's sweet and it's just, it's a, you know, the championing of a young person trying to make a difference. Then she's also trying to keep it a secret, and
mm-hmm.
so then she has all the guilt of that, you know, but I say, because I wrote the play, the way Diane's book sounded to me was like a memory. It was like a memory memory novel.
Yeah, set in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. And so it was very nostalgic. And so I wanted to capture all of that and keep all of that and, again, keep the heart of it. And it's very hard sometimes to adapt someone else's work to another medium. And I guess Diane tried it herself and was like, oh, no, this requires somebody who can
yeah.
actually write a play. Same reason I don't write novels. I speak in conversation. I can't do those sweeping narratives. You
yeah.
know, I get bored and I want people to be talking. And having the action of the of the novel on the stage. All those things are hard to capture. Of course, there are five children. That's a difficulty. Mm-hmm. But I think we were successful. What I did ended up doing was hiring. I wrote in and then hired a very young actress who plays Hannah at 92. So, yeah, local actress, Jean Lippincott, yes.
Oh, Jean Lippincott.
She's awesome.
This is like the Benjamin Button story, we're aging in reverse.
Backwards and forwards. Yeah. You know, we got the older actress playing the baby, and we got the younger actress playing the old lady. And so it's Hannah, and she grows up to be a spunky, wonderful woman who lived this full, wonderful life, and it opens with her talking to her great-granddaughter, and her great-granddaughter is urging her to record her memories, you know, and she's just hating it. She's making her talk into the, you know, on the voice app on the phone. And she's like, she's just like, this just sounds like I'm whining. You know, she has a line where she's like, back in my day, we had to walk a mile to school uphill both ways the snow, you know, and she's like, it's just whiny.
Sure.
But her great granddaughter, it's really important to her. So that's how I handled the nostalgia. So there's present day. And then we fade into the past, and then the story is acted out in the past, and then it comes back to the present, and then Jean comments on it as Hannah. And so I say that this Christmas that young Hannah experiences is the genesis for the woman that we see on stage, that she grows into that 92-year-old spunky, wonderful, confident woman. Mm-hmm. So
now this is
cool.
going to be at the Prescott High School Ruth Street Theater, right?
Correct.
And when are performances?
Friday night at 7, so November 30th at 7, December 1st at 7, and then December 2nd at 3 o'clock. And tickets are available for purchase at the door. It's $20 for adults, $10 for students. Seniors are $15. Mm-hmm. And then children 5 and under are free with a paid adult. So we just ask that you not just drop them off to enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm. And you can also pick them up, I understand, at Jay's Bird Barn.
Jay's Bird Barn, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, also Peregrine Bookstore. They're all selling tickets. Or if you prefer online, you can go to brownpapertickets.com and you can search Coalition for Compassion and Justice or Hannah's Heart, and it will pop up. And so it's a fundraiser where we're putting the fun back in fundraiser, you know,
there
really
you
it's really fun. And I wanted to offer your listeners a $10 ticket on Saturday night if they go on Saturday night and say that they're a friend of DJ's or whatever. They just have to mention your name.
Oh,
and
nice.
Those listeners will get in for the $10 student price.
So you heard it. Saturday night, just say DJ phone, and you're in for $10, right?
Yes.
Hey, how do you beat that?
Thank you.
Now, if nobody does that, don't tell me that, because
I would
to hear
never.
Good.
It's going to be throngs of people.
There, of course, both of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, this is going to benefit not only the Coalition for Compassion and Justice, but also the Prescott Unified School District Family Resource Center, correct?
Correct.
What a great cause, and what a terrific night at the Ruth Street Theater at Prescott High School. Melanie Eubank, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Have fun with Hannah's Heart, and we are going to talk with our friend Vicki Paris Goodman coming up about the Handel's Messiah Show that is coming to town, and that's coming your way after News with Link, news and weather, on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. Leadership is the focus in the fall edition, highlighting local women in business and the area's top 40 under 40. Be sure to read the feature interview with Sandy Moss of AZTV and look for the special section on dog-friendly spots in the Prescott area. Get your copy now. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
Laying awake at night with that all-too-familiar what-if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy. Gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Arizona Cardinals single game tickets are on sale now.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
Don't miss a minute of the action at State Farm Stadium.
Hit by Chandler Jones and sacked. Pickoff by Peterson.
That is one bad bird.
Tickets are available at azcardinals.com/tickets or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Touchdown for David Johnson, my goodness!
Arizona Cardinals football. Together, we can do more.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Yavapai County is getting a new judge, pro tem. Presiding Judge David Mackey has announced Deborah Phelan has been named to that position. There were 11 applicants, and after reviewing qualifications and conducting interviews, a selection committee provided Judge Mackey with 3 finalists. He reviewed applications, qualifications, and public comments before making a decision. Phelan has worked for the law firm bearing her name since 2010. Before that, she served as a law clerk for the Arizona House of Representatives and the Arizona Supreme and U.S. District Courts. Mackey is requesting that Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court's formal appointment be effective January 7th of next year. The appointment is subject to Yavapai County Board of Supervisors' approval. The judge pro tem vacancy was created by the retirement of Judge Jeffrey Palper. A former City of Cottonwood employee has been sentenced after he damaged utility property.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has announced Hans Burnett will serve 3 years probation, 120 hours of community service, and 60 days of deferred jail time. The sentence comes after Burnett pleaded guilty to one count of criminal damage in connection with his previous work as a foreman at the City of Cottonwood water testing lab 2 years ago. Burnett reportedly instructed his employees to modify test results and rewrite the paperwork associated with Cottonwood drinking water compliance samples. The altered results were submitted to the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. The Arizona Department of Health Services alerted ADEQ after they discovered an issue with bacteria at the City of Cottonwood lab. Inspectors have been sent to the public water systems and samples have been collected. Analysis of those samples is ongoing. No one is known to have gotten sick as a result of the altered test results. Burnett was sentenced Monday in Yavapai County Superior Court. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, chance rain in the forecast through the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 35 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 53 tomorrow and a high of 45 on Friday. 38 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Thursday of 62 and a high on Friday of 52. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM KQ&A.
At Finley Buick Prescott, we're proud that Buick was recognized by Cali Blue Book as the best value luxury brand. Buick brings an exceptional combination of comfort and refinement while still being mindful of a budget. The new 2019 Buick Encore Preferred, nimble and turbocharged with savings of $6,804 starting as low as $18,931. The new 2019 Buick Envision, sculpted and crafted with savings of $5,295 starting at just $31,500. The new 2019 Buick Regal Tour X, turbocharged and all-wheel drive with savings of $54,489 starting at just $35,11. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers B4660, B446, B4657.
The holidays are upon us, and it's time to start your holiday shopping. Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value Hardware. The kitchen shop is the perfect place for unique gifts, gadgets, and beautiful housewares to make any mom enjoy the reason for the season. Aww. And as for our favorite fellas, barbecues bring good tidings all year long. The Grill Zone has the perfect gift for your grill master. Shop local this holiday season at Prescott True Value Hardware on Miller Valley Road in Prescott, where we believe behind every holiday gift is a true value.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:41. It's the holiday season. That means holiday shows, and we have Vicki Paris Goodman here to talk about one of the classics. Right, Vicki?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me back, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm here to tell you about the upcoming production of Handel's Messiah. That's this weekend. It's Saturday night, mm-hmm. December 1st, 7:30 p.m. at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And this year, they're able to do it with a professional symphony orchestra because we now have the Northern Arizona Philharmonic, mm-hmm. which is a professional orchestra that just had its inaugural concert back in August, which was absolutely wonderful.
That was Henry Fleury, right?
That was Henry Fleury's mm-hmm. Production. Yeah, he's so great. He's a composer, local composer in town. His mm-hmm. wife is a wonderful percussionist and mallet specialist. That's Maria Fleury. And, oh, they put on such a show back in August. So anyway, that's the orchestra that will be performing in Handel's Messiah this weekend. Also in the Messiah, if you've never seen it before, they use a lot of choral singers. So there will be a big chorale composed of local choral groups, I understand. And it's traditional to have four soloists in this production. So they have four wonderful young soloists, but the fact that they're young, I've read all their bios, does not mean they're not loaded with experience. This will be a wonderful production. They have a tenor that would be Oliver Sewell. He's from New Zealand. And Andre Corville is kind of a bass baritone. And then they have Lindsay Russell and Kristen Choi. Those are soprano and mezzo-soprano.
I interviewed Lindsay for about 15 minutes last week.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's played all over the world.
Yeah, and I think she's got either some roots in Arizona or has performed here quite a bit.
She has, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that'll be great. And so Handel's Messiah is technically an oratorio, which means it is a large-scale musical production that is composed for orchestra and voices, and it's typically a narrative on a religious theme, but without the use of costumes or scenery or acting. So it's strictly a musical production.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an English language, the Messiah is an English language production, although I don't know how intelligible all the words that are sung are, you know, just to be honest about it. Now, the other day when I checked, over 900 tickets had been sold for this production, and I believe the Performing Arts Center seats 1,100, and I don't know how old that post was, so it could be close to being sold out. So, you know, people should go to this. This is something that once you've seen The Messiah, you want to see it over and over again. It's uplifting. It kind of gives some soul to the Christmas season. It's, you know, there are parts of it that kind of sound triumphant, and mm-hmm. it's just all over the place. But Handel, you know, is kind of famous for, you know, his chamber music. He was of that era.
Mm-hmm.
And people love chamber music, you know, Vivaldi, Bach. It's that kind of music, and it's just beautiful. So that's Handel's Messiah coming up, and I would highly recommend it. Even though it's yet to come, I know it's going to be a terrific production.
Now, previously, back in the 90s, 1950s in my hometown of St. Louis, we went every year to see the Young Messiah, which was a touring company of Christian contemporary stars, Amy Grant, Sandy Patty, Michael Chapman, or Michael Curtis Chapman, people like that. And what they were doing was a version of Handel's Messiah with more contemporary music. But it was absolutely wonderful. And it is it's spiritual without being oppressive. And it's uplifting. It's very cheerful. It's very holiday scene. You know, it's very much a holiday production, isn't it?
Right. And I think that when you have so much to do, as everyone does during the holiday season, you have to take some time out to do something that will add some meaning
sure.
to the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you want to do all those things to prepare for whatever family get-togethers, the cooking, the gift wrapping,
yeah.
and all of that. So, yeah, that's a great opportunity right there. The other thing I wanted to mention, however, I don't know how much good it will do because it's sold out, but that's the Prescott Pop Symphony Christmas concert, which this year is called Jingle All the Way. And I hope the listeners have tickets to it. It's at 3 p.m. on Sunday, December 9th. And that's going to be a terrific show, too. And another opportunity. You know, if you haven't gotten tickets, it is sold out. But if you call in, who knows, maybe the powers that be next year will do two performances, because this one has been sold out for about 2 months, I believe,
oh, wow.
already. And that means, you know, we're kind of ripe to start maybe thinking about a second performance.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'd be nice
to hear. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's that. And what else can we talk about?
Well, let's see. I'm going to interview Maestro Daryl Rauder tomorrow about the Messiah.
Oh, good.
And so he'll have, of course, some of his own takes on that. So when you watch and listen to a production like that from a critical point of view and as a professional musician, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for enthusiasm on the part of the performers
mm-hmm.
and just excellent quality. You know, the music speaks for itself. It's so terrific, just as composed by Handel. And what you want is just a really festive feeling, everybody really being into it. I was watching one performance just today online to remind myself of what this piece is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw they kind of focused in on one of the violinists who was just kind of smiling as she was playing to, it looked like maybe a friend in the viola section or something. And I don't even know what orchestra this was. It was somewhere in Europe, I think. And it's just that sparkle on the part of the performers
mm-hmm.
that gives it that extra something
sure.
that will make it absolutely fantastic.
Remember the Disney movie Fantasia?
Oh, yeah.
There was a scene where you had the silhouette of the conductors, I believe his name is Topolsky, like that. They flash back on that for one moment in the new movie Nutcracker and the Four Realms, and it takes you back to Fantasia just like that. But the music in that is terrific, too. I wanted to ask you, since you were talking about the smiling and the happiness in it, coming up on the 26th of December at the Prescott Valley Event Center, we have Mannheim Steamroller making their second appearance here in 3 years. And I interviewed the creator, Chip Davis, when they were here last time. Now, do you remember a pop song? It was a novelty song from the 70s called Convoy. It was about a CB radio truck.
Yeah.
Remember,
of course.
It was a goofy song is what it was.
Yeah.
The guy who created Mannheim Steamroller co-wrote that.
Really? I
Can
love that song.
Can you believe that?
That song was so culturally appropriate to the time. Everybody
was
doing the thing with
everybody
the CB
radios. Everybody had the
radios.
CB radios.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was saying, 10-4, good buddy, and, you know, we got a bear in the air and stuff like that. Yeah, Chip Davis co-wrote that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Boy, I always learn things from you every time I'm here.
Well, vice versa, believe me. Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, too, because you are a violinist, correct?
Right.
Why do you think so many pop and rock performers, as they get older, start showing more and more interest in classics? I'll give you an example. Rod Stewart, the last 10 years, has released, I think, 3 albums from the Great American Songbook, Tin Pan Alley, stuff like that. We've seen other rock musicians do orchestrations based upon classical music. Why do you think that happens?
That's interesting. I think it's because sometimes an appreciation of classical music comes with maturity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and from hearing it.
Yeah.
And if you don't hear it as a child, it may take a good long time for you to appreciate what's really there. It could have something to do with that.
Do you think when they get older, they like the challenge of trying to hold themselves up versus something that has stood centuries of time?
Well, I don't know. But that's certainly worth considering. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, because there is a cachet to playing classical music.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
No one can fault most of the great composers mm-hmm. and what they produced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why do you think certain compositions hold up the way they do across centuries?
Because they're that good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go online and look up certain classical pieces, you know, they'll tell you things like, oh, when it was first performed in 1750, let's say, it was bashed, you know, the critics hated it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then of course we love it today, and you know, who knows what they were thinking back then.
Well, and you know, I remember hearing from Roger Ebert many, many years ago. He said, just keep in mind, no matter whether you're talking literature, theater, music, rock and roll, sports, whatever, no critic ever got famous by saying nice things.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
Well, you know, I've been a theater critic for mm-hmm. over 20 years. You know,
but you don't go out bashing everybody just to get attention, do you?
No, I think I told you that the couple of times something was so bad I could find almost nothing good to say about it, which only happened maybe twice yeah. in 20 years, I actually told the paper, I'm not going to write this up.
Yeah.
I left in intermission. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And those poor performers that were all so good, which is the one thing I could have said that was good about it, had the worst play to work with. You know, so it sometimes you just don't, or yeah. at least I didn't.
You know, I'm reminded of the scene from Citizen Kane where Charles Foster Kane is trying to push his lover as an opera star, and she's just terrible. And his lifelong friend, Joseph Cotton, the newspaper man, gets himself drunk in the newspaper office because he can't bear to write the god-awful review he knows the critic in him has to write because she was really bad. But Charles Foster Kane sees the bad review, knows it's honest, and says, run it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great scene in Citizen Kane.
Well, you know, I doubt if there is a production of anything that doesn't have something good
sure.
that a critic
mm-hmm.
can say about it. And as long as you say one good thing, you can have at it as long as you're being truthful.
And the fact that you have a background in professional music, you know what they're going through out there, don't you? You know how much work went into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, good players don't have a whole lot of trouble playing most classical music
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and pops as well. You know.
So when you were a kid, one last question. When you were a kid, now you were playing the violin, I think because your older sister did, right?
No, my cousin.
Your older cousin did.
Who promptly quit.
What other instruments did you ever show an interest in?
That's so funny. I love the bassoon.
You know, I mentioned Chip Davis, Mannheim Steamroller. That's what he started playing. Why the bassoon?
There's just something so quirky and wonderful about that instrument. You know, it's a double reed instrument. It has kind of a funny sound.
Yeah.
People who play it well make it sound great. It's in every orchestra. And I just think, I don't know, I've thought about writing a Broadway musical about a girl who plays the bassoon.
You never know.
You know, and I don't know. But anyway, I love that instrument.
And that is Vicki Paris Goodman. And we look forward to seeing Handel's Messiah at the
yes.
Yavapai College Performing Arts Center Saturday evening at 7:30 and for your next appearance with us, too. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay
Thank
tuned.
You,
I got
DJ.
Some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo Woods at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, don't forget, It's a Wonderful Life tonight at 7 at the Prescott Elks Theater. Also, Miracle on 34th Street at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Harkins 14. And I hope you'll join me Saturday at 6 p.m. for the annual courthouse lighting ceremony at the Courthouse Plaza with former Prescott City Councilman and former Arizona Secretary of State Ken Bennett. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of the Town Prescott at 4. Then join me right back here on Thursday with my guests. Let's see who we're going to have on Thursday. And I dropped that sheet of paper. Welcome to live radio. Either way, you know it'll be a good show. That'll be that'll be Thursday at 2 on Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.